Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man will face court today charged over an alleged assault and affray incident in the Hunter region last week. Just before 8pm last Tuesday, a 28-year-old woman and a 35-year-old man were inside a home in East Maitland when five people arrived at the home and an argument broke out. Police will allege in court the 28-year-old woman was assaulted and the 35-year-old man was struck several times with a tomahawk. Two people, a 20-year-old woman and an 18-year-old man, have been charged in relation to the incident, and they both remain before the courts. Following further inquiries, detectives from Port Stephens Hunter Police District, assisted by officers from the Queensland Police Service, travelled to the Sunshine Coast and arrested a 23-year-old man on Tuesday. He was taken to Maroochydore's Magistrates Court, where detectives applied for and were granted his extradition. Yesterday, he was taken to Raymond Terrace Police Station and charged with wound person with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and affray. The man from Taro was refused bail to appear at Raymond Terrace local court today. Investigations are ongoing. Lake Macquarie detectives have released CCTV as they continue to investigate several armed robberies across the region. Strike Force Wanuka was established to investigate four armed robberies at three service stations in Lake Macquarie. The robberies occurred on June 10, June 12, June 29 and July 9. In each of the incidents, there were no reports of injuries. Strike Force detectives are investigating whether all four incidents are linked and, as their investigations continue, have released the footage of a man who they believe can assist with their inquiries. He's described as being of medium build, wearing dark-coloured clothing and a face covering. Anyone who has information which could assist Strike Force detectives or may have some dashcam or CCTV footage from around the times and nearby locations of the incidents is urged to contact the Belmont Police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Strike Force Wanuka are continuing with their investigations. Member for the Upper Hunter, Dave Lazell, has announced $1.6 million for local projects to support bushfire recovery through the region. Dungog Shire, the Upper Hunter Shire and Singleton Shires are the ones who will do well from this announcement. The member said this funding will help bring dollars to the towns.
There's been some local funding as part of the Bushfire Local Economic Recovery Fund, and that's gone to Merriwar. There's also funding that's gone to Singleton Showground to improve their facilities, and some funding that's gone over to Dungog to improve the bike track over there. So, look, this funding is all about improving our local economies and making sure that we, you know, increase the tourist dollars going through our towns.
Bengala Hunter Valley Group 21, Round 12, will see Merriwar on Saturday host the Thoroughbreds in Ladies League Tag and in Reserve Grade, the Greater Brankston Colts. Also Saturday, the Denman Devils are at home for League Tag and Reserves, taking on Murrurundi while their First Grade have the bye. Sunday's action will see Scone hosting Musselbrook in Reserves and First Grade, while Under 18s it's Tiger Cup action between Scone and Dungowan. And finally, Sunday, the Singleton Greyhounds are at home at Pertec Park, taking on the Aberdeen Tigers in all grades. I'm Peter Holland, you're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.